Joe Biden touts massive amnesty for illegal aliens in address to Congress. By John Binder on April 28, 2021. During his first address to a joint session of Congress, President Joe Biden touted his massive amnesty plan for millions of illegal aliens even as 22.4 million Americans remain jobless or underemployed. On day one of my presidency, I kept my commitment and I sent a comprehensive immigration bill to Congress, Biden said. If you believe we need a secure border, pass it. If you believe in a pathway to citizenship, pass it. If you actually want to solve the problem, I have sent you a bill, now pass it, Biden continued. Biden touted his amnesty plan, which Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, admitted last month doesn't have support in Congress, which was introduced in the House and Senate in March. The plan would give amnesty to 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States while doubling legal immigration levels. Previous analysis of the Biden amnesty revealed the plan would import a foreign-born population nearly the size of California by 2031 as nearly 12 million illegal aliens would have taken advantage of the amnesty provisions by then. Overall, the Biden amnesty would likely bring more than 37.3 million foreign nationals to the U.S. Biden also urged the U.S. Senate to pass two amnesty plans which passed out of the House last month. One that could provide amnesty to 4.4 million illegal aliens and another that would give green cards to about 2.1 million illegal aliens working on farms. Congress needs to pass legislation this year to finally secure protection for the dreamers, the young people who have only known America as their home, Biden said. And permanent protections for immigrants on temporary protected status who come from countries beset by man-made and natural-made violence and disaster, Biden said. As well as a pathway to citizenship for farm workers who put food on our tables. Senate Democrats would need votes from 10 Senate Republicans to pass the two amnesties without changing the Senate rules by using the nuclear option to blow up the filibuster. As Breitbart News exclusively reported in March, 17 Senate Republicans have publicly said they will not support the two amnesties approved by the House and touted by Biden. Those senators include immigration moderates like Marco Rubio, RFL, James Lankford, ROK, and Mike Crapo, RID, among others. The other 33 Senate Republicans have either yet to state clear positions or have not stated publicly their position on the amnesties. Those include conservatives like Senators Rand Paul, RKY, Cynthia Lummis, RY, and John Kennedy, RLA. Biden touting the amnesties as the latest pressure campaign by the corporate interest, donor class, and political establishment coalition that has for months been lobbying lawmakers to back plans that would add millions of foreign workers to the U.S. labor market to compete for jobs against Americans. Most recently, former President George W. Bush has done a media tour for his latest pro-migration portraiture book in which he urges lawmakers to pass amnesty for illegal aliens and increase the flow of foreign workers to the U.S. to take blue-collar jobs. Bush admitted last week that he is working with the Koch brothers' network of donor class organizations to lobby Congress on an amnesty. Similarly, giant multinational corporations like Google, Facebook, Amazon, IBM, Best Buy, Microsoft, Verizon, Visa, IKEA, Uber, and HP, along with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, have sent letters to members of Congress asking that they back the amnesties. The Chamber of Commerce called the two amnesties that passed the House critically important despite an ongoing unemployment crisis that has lasted for a year since economic lockdowns began. In recent weeks, a group of Senate Republicans and Democrats have met to negotiate an amnesty plan for potentially millions of illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, suggested last week he would back a standalone DACA amnesty. While discussions of amnesty have continued, the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be inundated with illegal immigration and interior immigration enforcement has been gutted significantly thanks to a series of sanctuary country orders by the Biden administration. Analysis projects that federal immigration officials could encounter 1.2 million illegal aliens at the southern border this year. Likely hundreds of thousands more could successfully enter the U.S., undetected by agents. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.